All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan. 106 is the time, and this weekend is going to be absolutely insane. In studio now, I don't even know how you start to put together a blueprint, to put together something like you guys have put together. I'm talking about Fanatics Fest NYC. It's taking over the Javits Center this weekend. We'll be out there, me and Sal, doing our show. Evan and Tiki as well. Michael Rubin is with us in studio. So any amazing thing starts with a concept. So like, okay, maybe I can do this, right? And then you've got to go through the checklist of how do I pull it off versus how could I not? What impediments are out there? Did you think right away that you could do this? Because I'm not just placating you. This sheet of everything that's going on, this sounds like the biggest thing that I've ever seen, dude.
Yeah, so first, thrilled to be with you guys.
Yeah, nice to have you, man.
Incredible show. Look, I've always believed just dream big and go for it. And so for me, I grew up a collector. You know, there's 1,000 different collecting shows that you can go to. And so when we got back in the trading card business at Fanatics, I went to the Nationalist Trading Card Show, which is, from one sense, an amazing show. There's more than 100,000 people go to this show each year. I was just there a few weeks ago in Cleveland. And you look at the show and you see this incredible fandom, incredible, like, this hobby that has more than 100,000 people. But then you look at the show, you're like, man, it feels like when I was in high school. When any of us were in high school, it looks just very dated. Uh-huh. And so when I went to the first time in Atlantic City 3 years ago, I'm like, I got to go to this Comic-Con thing. And I came here in New York City. I went to Comic-Con. I'm like, oh my God, this is incredible. There's 250,000 people in costumes celebrating their favorite, you know, characters. I'm like, we need this for sports. And every other industry has this. You have it in Comic-Con. You have music festivals. You have South by Southwest. Like, why is there nothing like this in sports? So for me, I just do what I normally do, which is you come up with a big idea. Okay, find me who ran Comic-Con. The guy who started Comic-Con in New York is this guy, Lance Festerman. We called him and said, come in. Like, by the way, we're going to do this in sports. Why don't you do something much more interesting and much more fun? And he left, you know, starting Comic-Con New York, amongst many other things that he started, shows like that, to really create the Fanatics events, the Fanatics Fest business. So for me, I actually don't think about what won't work. I just come up with a big dream and say, like, it's going to happen, and then we just start making it happen.
And how did you get to the point where you could make it happen? Because it's a great idea, but like BT and I could come up with it, and we don't have the resources to make it happen. You've obviously built a tremendous company up. Take me to the start of how, I'm assuming, your fandom or your passion for collecting, how it started to where you got to this point to be able to put on a display like this.
Yeah, so first, like, I think people know this about my story. I was the absolute world's worst athlete in the planet. Always, like, pick last on every team as a kid.
Mike BT, but
yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, I was terrible. I was pretty terrible. But I embraced it. Okay,
it's not like you had a choice.
I had no choice. But you know what? You got to gravitate to what you're good at. Yeah, I was also as bad as an athlete as I was. I was that bad of a student. Like, I legit got a 780 on my SATs. People don't believe me. That's combined. So 7-8, remember, you get 400 for putting your name on it.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I got a 9-10, so we're, you know.
Oh, you're much, by the way.
Yeah. I thought I aced it, a 9-10.
I would have died to get a 9-10. Right. Okay. So 780
Somebody on my, beat mom, see? I'm not that dumb.
Let's go. Yeah. So 780 on my SATs. So the only thing I was really ever good at was working. So I always loved to hustle. It's something I was really good at. I gravitated toward it. Like, I always had all these different businesses. So I started in the sports business with ski shops as a young kid. And one thing is always gravitate to another. So I really, you know, I sold my first real company to eBay in 2011 and was fortunate enough to buy Fanatics, which was a really small company, then back from eBay. And the past 13 years has been a dream for me. You know, we're just getting started. Even though we have 22,000 employees. We own Lids. We own Tops. We own Mitchell
Ness. You just bought them all?
We've bought several companies along the way, and we feel like we're just getting going.
You own Mitchell and Ness, too?
We own Mitchell and Ness, yeah.
God, that's some sick gear.
I love Mitchell and Ness.
Mitchell and Ness is a great brand. It's one of my favorite brands. And so, you know, for me, today we're in three businesses. We have the original business, Fanatics Commerce, which is all the merchandise businesses, which include the flagship Fanatics site, operating all the league sites. We, again, own both Lids and Mitchell and Ness. But then we have our sports betting business, Fanatics Sportsbook, and we have our collectibles business, Fanatics Collectibles, which owns Tops, which, you know, is growing like crazy. And so for me, what I realized was there was really no event that celebrated fandom. you go to a game to celebrate your team, to root for your team, but there was really nothing to celebrate at fandom. And so it seems so obvious that we had to do this. And then, like, where do you start it? Well, like, New York City is my favorite city in the world. Like, there was no question for me that we had to do this in New York City. And then, like, where do you want to do it? Well, Javits is the only place to do it. And so essentially, you go to Javits and beg and say, Mr. Javits, may we please use your amazing building to do this? And, of course, they were gracious. And they said, by the way, there's one date that works for us because they've got such a crazy schedule.
Take it or leave it.
So you'll be doing it August 16th to 18th. And we said, yes, sir.
Wow.
And so that's how we did it in New York City. And that's how we picked the date. But, look, Javits is an amazing building. We're honored to do it with them. And, look, I don't think anyone could pull off what we're doing, which is we have 200 of the best athletes in the world coming together for this. And, look, I do some pretty big events. I don't think we've ever pulled 200 athletes together for one event over a weekend. You've got, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning.
Jeter.
Yeah. I was going to say, you got in basketball, Kevin Durant and Anthony Edwards coming with their medals from Europe, to Fanatics Fest. You've got Jeter. You've got Ortiz. You've got CeCe. We just have so many.
Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
Josh
Hart. We've got a whole Knicks panel. So you've got so many incredible New York athletes and so many incredible global athletes. And then we've got each of the leagues activating there. So you've got the NFL there with all the Lombardi trophies, all the Super Bowl rings. You've got, MLS there. You've got NHL there. You've got NBA there, WWE. So, like, one of the things that's been interesting is the amount of basketball players hitting me up in the last couple of days. Hey, I want to come out. I want to be my favorite WWE star and come out to the WWE entrance. And in UFC, there's, how hard can you punch and how hard can you strike and how hard can you slap competitions. And then we've got some of the biggest streamers in the world coming. Drewski's coming. Aiden Ross is coming. Sketch is coming. And by the way, we're adding more streamers. So it's like the biggest stars in the world are coming out for this. And to me, that's so exciting because generally you think about a card show, it's like, you can only get your picture or autograph. You can't, these guys aren't interacting. Here we're going to have, I think there's 10, 15 people playing basketball with kids each day, throwing footballs with kids each day. There's so many things as a sports fan to do.
So it's Michael Rubin, and that just sounds insane. He's with us in studio. We'll be out there doing the show Friday. Evan Tiki as well. This is going to be insane at the Javits Center. For tickets and info, just go to FanaticsFest.com. Use promo code WFAN, get 15% off. That's FanaticsFest.com, promo code WFAN. A lot of this stuff caught my eye. Home Run Derby, we're saying we might do a little Beat Teen Sound Olympics, but, and you just mentioned it.
Well, hold on a second. I want to know right now, what?
I'll beat him at everything except running.
No. I told him I'd go at least
I'll beat him at everything.
Four out of the six would go in favor of me.
Yeah, I'll beat him at everything.
40-yard dash, home run derby. I'll give him the striking thing. He's bigger. He probably works out a little bit more. I'll go with NHL and the superstar entrance. Those will go for me.
Okay, so first of all, you guys better do each one that we have. So you've got to do the WWE entrance.
There's six, I think, right?
Well, you've got the UFC striking challenge and the slapping challenge that we just added.
The slap, so I get slapped in the head?
How you slap?
In the head?
No.
I mean, you guys could try it with each other.
No. We would slap like some dummy or something?
Yeah. Okay. Just like when Drago hits the per pound pressure, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, you've got the 40-yard dash. You've got baseball activations, you've got soccer, you've got NHL for how close can you get,
But I got to know, I need more about this WWE entrance because I'm an old head when it comes to this. Like, do I have to do a current one? Can I do Roddy Piper? Can I go back to, how far can we go back? Because I'm pretty creative
They've got a lot of people loaded for this. I just heard, who'd you just say, by the way? Someone just told me that we're...
Piper?
I just had a...
you got to have Hulk, of course. I'm a real American.
Rip Hulk is going to be there. Cody Rhodes is going to be there.
I want to meet Hogan Saturday. He's going to be there Saturday, I believe.
Fresh off the RNC. He was out there speaking for Trump a couple of weeks ago.
I want to make sure this competition, I want to know what happens here. So you guys are going to
I'll tell you what's going to... I'm going to win. That's what's going to happen. We mean what's going to happen.
This is good. This is like, you guys, this will be settled Monday morning.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to be honest and transparent.
We'll do it after the show. Right. We'll do it after the show on Friday, and then we'll discuss it on Monday morning.
Yeah, well, why don't you guys take the microphones and do it live on the show?
You could do that.
Listen, I'm going to give him the race because I ruptured my Achilles years ago. So
I'm not even going to run.
Well, I'll give him the
ball. You already got one. I like this. I'm feeling momentum coming. I feel like he's got the punching challenge. Yeah. He's got the striking challenge. You've got the 40-yard dash.
What were your favorite sport growing up, by the way? Like, I know you said you weren't good at anything.
Basketball, for sure.
Hoops head growing up?
Yeah.
Sneakerhead, all that stuff?
Yeah, Sixers. Yeah.
How'd that taste?
Yeah, look, for me...
When the Knicks...
Look, here's the truth be told. When you're in the sports business the way I am, it almost removes the fandom to you in most places. The only place that I'm still a diehard fan is the Sixers. So I will acknowledge, once we lost, okay, I was rooting for the Knicks. Because you know what?
Okay.
I like some of the players on the team. Knicks are good for business. New York's an incredible market. So I took our L like a man.
Right.
And then I moved on.
Better than some. Like our former boss, you know, he does the Sixers podcast. Again, he didn't take it like a man.
Who's that?
Spike Eskin. You familiar with him?
Yeah. I've actually never. That's Howard's son, right?
Yes. He was our boss here for a while. And
good
I was hosting
boss
a radio
or bad
show.
Boss.
Very good.
Good. Okay.
Bicycle. Depends who you ask, I guess. But no, he was very good. But he's a big Sixers guy. Does a Sixers podcast down in Philly. He didn't take it like a man. He was upset that the Knicks beat him.
Well, the best thing was, no one likes to make fun of themselves more than me. No one's more self-deprecating than me. When we saw in the first game, when literally the Knicks, game three, when the Knicks took over the Philly arena.
Oh, it was the best.
And it was so demoralizing. I remember having a conversation between myself, Josh Harris, I was talking about with Joel Embiid. We're like, we got to do something about this. So we went out and bought a couple thousand tickets, and the New York Post went and found the single worst picture of me ever taken. By the way, it's pre-Mondjour, and I was like 50 pounds heavier. Okay. I just got some hair from the back of my head moved to the front of my head. I look like a fat Shia pet. Okay. And then I think on top of it, I think they like AI made it worse than I mean, I look terrible and they made it worse.
Yeah.
And they put me on the cover of the paper and just made fun of me.
Uh-huh.
I actually said, like, New York Post, I got respect for this. I mean, this is a spectacular troll. You know, making fun of us buying tickets. But we game four, we definitely had more of a presence. But the New York Knicks fans, man, they're incredible. And that's
why we've been holding this up for 20 years. I mean, it came out with, you know, unrelenting passion. It's been all held in.
And that's why, by the way, having a Knicks panel with having Jalen Brunson, having Josh Hart, having Spike Lee, having Melo there, just having so many great Knicks there is amazing. Knicks fan, look, I'll tell you one thing. Say what you want, because I'm a diehard Sixers fan. New York sports fans are the best.
Yeah, that's
right. They're the best.
No, we definitely believe
you heard
that.
It from a Philadelphia Sixers fan.
He even knows.
We already know
I'm
that.
I'm honest.
Who's your closest celebrity friend? Obviously, you've had you've worked your way up here, but you've come across plenty of big-time athletes and celebs.
I mean, I'm lucky to have a lot of guys. Look, when you work in the sports business the way I do, I mean, it's what I do. Like, my day job is literally, you know, dealing with the best sports fans in the world, dealing with the best athletes in the world, dealing with the best owners. So I built some, you know, pretty strong relationships.
No one in particular.
I don't. At least not my thing.
It's gonna be one. Embiid.
Look, Joel's like a brother to me. Yeah. I mean, we obviously, you know, kind of grew up in the Sixers together. I feel like
he texts him like, "Bro, what's up with that knee? Like, get your ass out there." Any of that?
Yeah.
Stuff,
why'd you try to hurt Mitchell Robinson?
Hold on a second. First, the amount of banter Joel and I've had over the years. I mean, we've had screaming matches at each other.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I will say, probably the person I'm happiest with right now, it's got to be Brady. He threw me, I don't know if you saw it, I was with him in Europe last week, and he threw me a pass on the jet ski. I actually caught it on my first drive.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was one of my best two or three sports moments of my life. It was very good.
Is there somebody that you looked up to as a kid, as a fan, that you've now become friendly with?
I mean, certainly, Dr. J as a kid. Okay. When I was 10 years old, I definitely looked up. Anyone
you remember that 83 team or no?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Andrew Toney, Moses, that team was
anyone
awesome.
Anyone you looked up to.
Team was good.
As a kid, like, all these guys now, they're around the business. They're all around the business now. But for me, probably the funnest thing about what I get to do at Fanatics now is when we were only in the memorabilia business, which is a big part of our business, you worked with the biggest stars, right? So you're working with KD, you're working with, you know, Bron, you're working with the biggest stars in each sport, Brady. Now that we're in the trading card business, it's really about the rookie. So I have the pleasure and honor of meeting guys before they take their first snap or their first, you know, play their first game in the big league. So, like, you know, kind of getting to watch CJ Stroud, who I have a great relationship with, getting to watch Caleb Williams, getting to watch these guys, Jaden Daniels, some of these younger guys. Now, it's almost more rewarding. Like, I met Brady as a, you know, he had already won three Super Bowls before I met him for the first time.
Yep.
You know, I met Bron after he won multiple championships, but to see like CJ come out and do what he did last year, to like be invested in Jaden and Caleb and Drake May the way I am right now, that's pretty cool.
How do you shut down? I mean, I would imagine your phone never stops beeping. You text all night. Like, how do you just put that down and go to sleep and not worry about stuff?
Yeah. So first of all, I worry about everything. I never put my phone down. I sleep on average I sleep about 4.5 to 5.5 hours a night, and they're generally in 1 hour and 45 minutes to 2.5 hour increments.
Okay.
It's unhealthy. I know that. Everyone's going to tell me whatever. But I love.
Is there a rate like getting up to go to the bathroom, or are you just waking up?
I'm excited. Like, I wake up.
Mind's going.
I go to bed.
I can relate to that.
Yeah. I go to bed physically exhausted because I generally do this 17 hours a day.
Okay.
And then when I you know, I'll fall asleep because I'm just exhausted. And then I wake back up and I'm like, I'm excited to look at my phone to see what's happened in that 2 hours I've been asleep. There's always action. And like to me, for someone who's an action junkie and who loves, like, this isn't a job. This is like, you know, the best honor in the world to do what I do. So, you know, I'm having a blast.
Yep. This is sick. Go ahead, Sam.
On Saturday, Topps unveiled a Topps Now card featuring LeBron, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry celebrating their Olympic gold medal win. One collector who purchases the card, $11.99 for a single card, will get a one-of-one triple autograph card featuring all three players' signatures on one card. It's the first ever Topps autograph card from LeBron and the first time all three have had an autograph card together. This card is only available for 72 hours. That ends tonight at 6:20 p.m., which is a great thing for card collectors trying to chase that, obviously, one-of-one. Is that where you're most, you're still most passionate about the card collecting? Where are you most passionate in this whole thing now?
Yeah, so I'd say I'm most passionate about not doing anything new. We're in three businesses today. We have Fanatics Commerce, which is our fan gear business. You know, the collectibles business, which is really trading cards. And the online sports betting, iGaming business. We've taken on a lot. I want to make us great at everything we do, and we're not great at everything we do, and we recognize that. So for me, what I'm passionate about is like just being laser focused on execution right now and not jumping into the media space, jumping into the ticketing space, like staying laser focused on these three businesses. I think we have so much opportunity in each of the three of them. Like, I'll give you an example. Obviously, we have a big leadership position in the fan gear business and in the collectibles business. In online sports betting, people thought we had no chance. Okay. And so we built an app today. We launched it last September. It was in beta, came out. It was pretty, you know, it was a, you know, first generation product. Today, 10 months later, the product's every bit as good or better than FanDuel and DraftKings. And we've gone from having 1.5% of the market to 5% of the market in, you know, no time. So like to me, people making us the underdog, saying we have no chance. I love that.
I like that, the underdog.
Yeah, like I like being the underdog. That's fine. I like people telling me you have no chance. You're not going to be successful.
Yeah.
Like, and I think we have 113 million customers at Fanatics today. We have a relationship with 3,000 athletes. We can create experience. Like, look, if you're a gambler, Fanatics, FanDuel, and DraftKings all have a great product. By the way, much better than the rest of the companies. We each are going to have, you know, pretty similar economics. We can so differentiate because what we can create from an experience perspective and a relationship perspective, nobody else can do because of the access that Fanatics has because the relationships with 3,000 athletes that we spend hundreds of millions of dollars paying athletes to do things in our other businesses, it creates a massive opportunity for us. So, like, I love competing that I couldn't compete on the field, on the ice, on the court, in a real way, that I can compete in business. Yeah. That there's no end of my sporting career that I can do this till I die. I mean, that's what I love to do.
That's awesome. I just want to give this a pop again for the tickets. Obviously, the information, go to FanaticsFest.com. Promo code WFAN gets you 15% off. FanaticsFest.com, promo code WFAN. BT and Sal, Michael Rubin's in studio. So, listen, all the names that we ripped off and everybody that's going to be there, somebody had to elude the rod. Who weren't you able to reel in that you really wanted to be there this weekend that just for whatever logistics, whatever, just couldn't make it happen? Anybody?
There's always people for logistics. You know, we would have honored to have Bron there. He's on vacation. A lot of people stay in Europe, by the way. Joel Embiid's, you know, going on vacation somewhere else. So I think there were, you know, we're so lucky to have KD and Ant fly back from Europe to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, come. These guys just won, you know, the gold medal, and they're coming on Saturday to Fanatics Fest to talk about what it was like to win that gold medal. And then to, you know, and by the way, KD and Ant are playing basketball with kids for a half an hour and playing football with kids for a half an hour. Like, how cool is that?
Well, I wanted to ask you that because, you know, I'm trying to conceptualize this and my mind here, and it's such a massive space and there's going to be so many interactive things. I think that some people are under the impression that, like, you know, whether it's Hulk or KD or anybody, that they're going to be like on a podium, isolated from the rest of, from the people who actually go there and are walking around and pay to get in. But it seems like it's going to be, again, the word immersive, which you guys have used a lot here. Like, they're going to be interacting with people. They're actually going to be, you know, Q&A from 35 feet away.
Yeah, so first of all, there will be a center stage and a main stage that has, you know, content each day. So, like, Stephen A. Smith is interviewing Tom Brady.
It's my guy, Stephen.
David Ortiz is interviewing, Derek Jeter. There's going to be the New York Knicks panel with, you know, four or five guys together.
Yep.
There's a whole schedule throughout the course of each day.
And by the way, as a sports fan, I could eat this content from open to close and just watch this stuff. Separately, what a lot of guys have said to me is, hey, I want to do, like, I want to play basketball with kids. I want to play football with kids. I want to go do the WWE walk on entry. So I think a lot of people have had different things. Different people in a different way. Like, KD and Ant were like, it's all about the kids. Like, let's do 30 minutes of football and basketball with the kids because that's a blast. Brady's throwing passes for an hour on Friday.
Is he really?
Yes. Yeah. By the way, you might be able to get in there.
That's unbelievable, yeah. Man.
So
he's just going to stand there and throw passes?
Yeah. He might take a few breaks. I mean,
yeah. And there's going to be, I'm assuming, a line to get into
Yes, but he's got, like, there are going to be, I just looked at the NBA schedule. There's probably 15 different people from, Quavo to KD to Travis Scott, playing basketball with kids. So I think, look, these things need to be controlled. It's not, you're not just going to be able to,
Right.
And by the way, Jay-Z's hosted the 40-40, which we're doing a pop-up in the middle of it.
I got an email for the backstage stuff.
So everything's different. You know, there's certain people that
I want to hang out backstage.
Have you been to 40-40? You've been there, right?
I've been there, yes.
Back in the day?
We're popping up a replica of the 40-40. It's going to be sick. The 40-40 is really for, the 200 athletes and artists and celebrities that come to thank them.
It's talk show
host. A place for you guys to go. We can get you guys in there. We got you guys. And then also, for our most important, VIP customers of Fanatics. So that's something that is a little bit more exclusive, okay? That's going to maybe have, if there's 50,000 people for the weekend, that's something that's going to have 1,000 of those 50,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are some crazy stunts. Like, I'll tell you one thing right now that I'm so excited about. When I went to Comic-Con, what blew my mind away was to see so many people dressed in costumes of their favorite characters. And then when I went to the National, the trading card show a couple weeks ago in Cleveland, I saw these two guys. There was only two guys in the entire thing dressed in a baseball uniform, Oakland A's.
Okay.
And I said to myself, why can't we do this at Fanatics Fest? I literally went out like a week later and said, hey, anyone who comes in a full sports uniform, whether it's football, soccer, or baseball, you come in a full sports uniform or like a crazy fit, like super fan, we're going to take the best dressed person each hour and bring them back to meet one of their favorite athletes. And so, like, I can't, like, that's going to
awesome.
So, you know what? You want to figure out how to get a great experience? Come dressed as the most impressive, crazy super fan. Come in a full team gear, whether it's a baseball outfit or a, football outfit. Come in the pads. I'll tell you something right now. I'm going back to my office in an hour or two. I'm going to try on my outfit for the first time.
You already have it? You know what you're going to?
Well, I picked Julian Edelman. I want a short guy.
By the way, he was great at Brady's roast. He was hysterical.
Yeah, he's pretty funny most of the time.
He was funny. He was loose night, boy. Yeah. He's good.
He's often loose.
You talk about the guys that you couldn't get there or the guys that will be there, and you mentioned that the Javits Center basically gave you this weekend and that was it. Was there an ideal date? Because I really didn't think about it. I'm like, wow, this is going to be a great event. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, well, it's in the middle of baseball season, so that may be hard. But if you did it during basketball season,
there's always a perfect time. It's the end of June. NBA's over. NHL's over. NFL hasn't started yet. That's when you get the most people.
End of June. Okay.
You might think about my white party July 4th. Everyone's
going
to have other baseball
heard about
players.
It, yeah. Right.
So that's the best timing on the sports calendar. But for us, look. The calendar we have is so insane that you have 200 incredible athletes, celebrities, artists. Like, think about this. You got Jay-Z in the building. You got Travis Scott in the building. I just mentioned Quavo. We've got a bunch of other artists we haven't announced yet. You have the biggest streamers coming out. Again, Drewski, Sketch, Aiden Ross, and then some other ones we're about to announce. Mm-hmm. And then you think about all these incredible athletes. Like, this is a gathering I think nobody else has ever put together like this in Javits. Or really
by the way, speaking of getting dressed up, me and Sal lost a football bet, and we dressed up as Doink and Goldust.
The former wrestlers.
Maybe we dust off the gear and we get to get hooked up a little bit.
No. I'd rather go in full uniform.
If you were going to dress up as any one athlete, who would it be?
I mean, I could go Knicks. I got the Mitchell and Ness Knicks warm up jacket, authentic Starks jersey. Maybe Starks. Got the shorts as well. I need the pants. Probably Starks. Either Starks or baseball. Maybe Piazza. Starks or Piazza would be my two.
Okay. And how about you?
I think I'd go off the radar a bit, and I think I'd get dressed up as maybe like Bobby Jones, like a couple of centuries ago, like an all time golfer, like the tweed jacket, the pipe, and. you know, maybe the flannel. Yeah, maybe an old school gun. The knickers. Yeah, maybe something like that.
So now that I've kind of put you on the spot with who you guys, yeah. I expect you guys on Friday morning in those outfits. Yeah. There's no getting out of this. You guys want to come have a great time.
I'll do it. Come on, man.
You're tested. Yeah. Okay? Oh, it's like, boy. By the way,
Test me, bro. I'll answer it. I'll respond. I'll be there in full gear.
I want to see the Mike Piazza full outfit on
Piazza over Starks.
I just think baseball uniform looks better.
I got some Ray Ordonez game used pants. I don't want to fit them, but I could try to put those on and add the jersey.
I need your incredible outfits doing the show. I want to see the true fans.
I'm not saying no.
Who just started here?
I'm not saying no.
You're going to dress up again.
No.
I'm not saying no. Yes, right now. You guys are going to be the best dressed guys at Javits. And by the way, who's your favorite athlete of all time?
Don Mattingly.
Okay, how about you?
That's a good one. I'm torn. You can't ask me
Maybe
that.
You're torn. Who is it? It's the easiest question in the world. You're a sports talk host. What's the answer?
I have so many.
Well, give us one.
I can't give you one. I love them all.
This guy got stage fright.
I love Matt Ryan. I love Mike
Matt
Vick.
Ryan.
I love
it's
John
Matt
Starks.
Ryan for you, isn't it? It's Matt Ryan.
I don't know. I can't pick just one.
It's Matty Melts.
Is Matt Ryan going
to
be there?
So I know Michael Vick's going to be there. Come as Michael Vick. Let's go. We'll bring you back to meet him.
I will do that.
Okay.
I got the Falcons helmet.
No, I want
Vic helmet. Jersey. I don't have the pants. I got to get football pants, though.
You tell me between now and Friday you can't find football pants.
I guess I could, yeah.
Yeah, you can figure this out.
I've never worn football pants. I'm about
to put them on in 3 hours.
Okay.
Okay. I need you full uniform. Let's go.
Okay.
So what do we got?
So we got Michael Vick here.
I got to order knickers tonight is what I got
to
do. I know.
I got to
get some stuff.
We will make it happen.
Now, who do I get to meet, though? Any golfers going to be there?
Done. All right, we're done.
Yeah. Michael, any golfers going to be? So he gets to meet somebody. Who do I get to meet?
Listen, look through that list of everyone coming. Okay. Tell me who you're addressing.
Mattingly's not there, bro.
Bobby Jones. Not the Met pitcher, too.
We got a long... Hold on. Let's pull up the sheet right now. We got a long...
Golfers are going to be there, too? I didn't see any of their names.
I didn't see any golfing names, either.
Hold on. Here you go.
Paige Baranek's going to be there. She's a golfer.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just like her.
Dresses about 100% dresses her. We got
the answer.
Yeah. Got a long list there.
Have fun meeting Michael Vick. I'll be hanging out with Paige Baranek.
Yeah, can I change my answer?
Fun sound.
There you go.
That's awesome, dude.
There's a huge list. We've been talking about it for weeks, obviously.
All right, so let's not just talk smack. We got to do this now. I roped this in, my bad, a little bit, but now we got
to
lean in.
Actually, to be honest, I kind of baited you in. But that's what we do. We got to celebrate our fandom.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, I want everyone who comes to Fanatics Fest to come dressed as a crazy super fan or in their favorite full team uniform. Mm-hmm. And think about this. If you're a crazy super fan, you come and like someone's a crazy Brady fan and you're like, hey man, you're the best dressed. Come meet Brady. How cool is that?
Oh my God.
I mean,
you're enticing me. I don't want to dress like Michael Vick. I'm going to.
Michael Vick all of a sudden.
I know some pretty crazy things coming too. We got so many stunts planned for the weekend too. We love that stuff.
Like, are you nervous?
I'm never nervous. I'm always anxious. There's a big difference. Like, I'll tell you, like yesterday I was going through a bunch of things that I was really bothered by. Okay? So what I do, we worked all night. I just got out of a meeting. We worked all day. We're getting on a Zoom again at 7 o'clock tonight. Like, I am still super hands-on entrepreneur. Like, I don't leave things to chance. So like, you just keep peeling the layers back to make sure things are right. So what I want, here's my test. I have three questions for this weekend to say, did it work? One, did the tens of thousands of people that come through say, this was freaking awesome. Like, I love this. This was great. Two, all the athletes, celebrities, and artists that come to this, they say, actually, this was different, and I actually enjoyed myself. It was good. It was a really good time. And three, do we take over? Do we own social and the internet for 3 days? I think we have 275 press coming to this event, okay? Like, do we just own the airwaves and we own social? Because to me, if it's like, look, we're going to lose a lot of money doing this, you know, especially the first year. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's all about, do fans have a great time? Do we build a better connection with fans? Do the athletes and artists, celebrities have a great time? And at the end of the day, is it, you know, just great social pickup? I think it's going to be. But to me, I don't ever celebrate a thing until it's done. Now, what's the dream for this?
Yeah.
Comic-Con's in so many cities across the world.
Right, as I was going to say.
Well, you can take it across the world. Forget about just another city in the United States.
Four a year, you do two a year in different locations.
I think we could do 25 or 50. But I think we could only, in America, I think you could only do New York, LA, and maybe Chicago. I think it's tough to do something of this scale in cities other than that.
Yep.
I think you could do, you know, why not do London? Why not do Brazil? Why not do, you know, I was just in Paris. And, you know, why not do China? And why not do Japan? So to me, all we want this is to have this concept take place, because I think there's not these great gatherings of sports fans. And I think the sports industry and sports fans deserve, you know, a sports festival. And like, for me, I could tell you, I'm excited as an old guy to come do this. Like, imagine, you said this when we walked in, imagine being 14 years old. I would be like drooling. I would say, Mom, Dad, like, drop me off when it starts at 9:30 on Friday.
Let me go.
Pick me up at 7. Drop me off at 10 on Saturday. Pick me up at 7. Drop me off at 11 on Sunday. Pick me up at, or 10 on Sunday, and pick me up at 4. So to me, I think, you know, it should be a sports fan's dream. And by the way, we'll get a lot right. We'll screw some things up. We'll learn from it.
You
we'll
fix it. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
I'll be walking around with taking notes like crazy. I'm going to talk to everyone in there. That's my personality. What did you like most? What did you like least? What can we do better? And like, that's the way you make things better.
We're going to wrap it up here with Michael Rubin from Fanatics. I tell you this, though, just a statement, because it seems the more, and I don't begrudge them at all, why would you? They you get what you earn. But the more money the athletes make, the greater the disconnect becomes from the athlete to the average fan. Now, social media makes it seem as if you know these guys. You don't. But like back in the day, you know, whether it was Willie Mays, who just passed away, or Mickey Mantle, these guys would have secondary jobs, and they would ride the train, and they were just more immersed in the city in which they lived, right? Now it's the palatial estate, and they never interact with the person who's going to the venues to support them. And I get that. It's a financial disparity that is massive. But an event like this kind of bridges the gap. I like that, you know, Tom Brady throwing balls to kids, or that's insane.
And by the way, he's excited to do it because he loves his fans. And so,
yeah,
you know,
that's cool.
We're kind of like the organizing and convening mechanism for that.
Yeah.
And we also, like, look, let's keep this real. We have broad relationships with 3,000 incredible athletes. And by the way, a lot of artists and a lot of celebrities. So it's much easier for Fanatics to leverage those broad partnerships to then say, hey, this is something that's important to us, and get people excited about it. But people are excited to do this. I mean, we have so many people coming. I mean, the athletes aren't getting paid to do this stuff. They're coming because it's part of a broader relationship, because they want to do it. They want to connect with fans. So, you know,
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
I just assumed the opposite.
If you pay to take a picture with someone, or you pay to get an autograph from someone, which some people do, that most of that money goes to them.
Okay,
but when it comes to, like, when, you know, whether it's Quavo or Kyle Kuzma, or whether it's Brady, when those guys are throwing past, or KD and Ant, they're not getting paid a thing for that. They're just coming to do that because they have a broad relationship with
Fanatics. Well, they want to stay on the whiteout party. Yeah, they want to make sure they're on the list here, man.
What's up with that thing, huh?
That's gotta be insane. I have a vision, the morning after the white party. What the hell does it look like? Are people just laid out or just absolutely shot? I envision a drunken, drug-fueled orgy.
It's definitely not a drunken orgy, but I will say it's a 13-hour party. You have to train for it.
13 hours?
You have to be built for it.
Yeah, you got
to
get ready for it.
Starts 5 p.m. Everyone's there by 5:36, goes till 6 a.m. in the morning, and most of the people stay that late.
Wow.
And maybe, I don't think anyone really leaves unless, you know, a few of the really old people might leave at midnight. Some people start leaving at 2 or 3, but a lot of people make the distance. It's a blast. Look, I love bringing people together.
You make the list, the invite list?
Personally. Of course.
And you send them out personally?
Yeah. Look, this is such an intimate event. And by the way,
How many people usually?
It's about, the most ever was this past year was a little less than 400.
Okay.
It's a pretty small party, all things considered.
Right.
You know, it was 366 the year before and about, you know, 340 the year after. Look, it's tough because so many people you like want to come, and you got to keep it so special. But what I love...
Must feel like, for the celebrities, like, they get left out. That must hurt them a little
bit. Well, let me tell you what I love. I love all the relationships that have been created from this. I love, you know, by the way, we've created multiple relationships, a marriage or two.
People go there to hook up, I'm sure.
Come on. But also so many great business relationships that have hooked up.
Yeah.
I mean...
Power of proximity.
This year we had the CEO of Uber, the CEO of Airbnb, the CEO of Discovery, the founder of Twitter, you know, that so many owners of football teams together, and so many great deals come out of that. So I love that. Bringing people together.
Next time you get with the CEO of Discovery, ask him why I didn't pick up Man vs. Bear Part 2. It's a show I did about 7 years ago.
Listen, right now I'm focused for what are your outfits going to look like on Friday.
I got to get the football pants now, and I'll be Vic. Though. As long as I get to meet him, we're good to go.
My guys are hearing this. We're going to get you to meet Vic for sure.
They've been nodding. They're taking notes.
And you know, you're going to surprise me with who you're going to be.
Turn of the century golfer, knickers, the tweed, the pipe.
How about this? How about you come dressed as Vic and you catch a pass from Brady dressed as Vic?
Oh, now you're talking.
Okay, so he might have to take a. Can you carry the show for one segment without?
I carry it every day, dude. Okay. I mean, what do you expect?
So here's the good news. We're gonna have a great experience. We're gonna make you guys very happy.
This is awesome, Michael. It's really cool to meet you. Good having you in studio. Best of luck. It's a massive endeavor, and on paper, it looks awesome.
Hey, thanks so much. I can't wait to have you guys on Friday. It's gonna be a blast. And to the New York sports fans, I hate you for beating my Sixers, but you guys are the best.
Hey, listen. Guess what's coming again next spring? Same thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna beat that on.
We got Bridges now.
Sixers winning the finals?
Yo, no, okay. Come on.
Guys, for tickets and information, go to FanaticsFest.com. Use promo code WFAN. 15% off. That's FanaticsFest.com. Promo code WFAN. Michael Rubin, Fanatics. It's going to take over the city. We will be out there. Evan and Tiki will be out there as well. We'll be doing our show. We'll get a quick timeout. Come back. Wrap it up before we get ready for Evan and Tiki up next on The Fan.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right. Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Coco is in Manhattan. BT and Sal on The Fan. Coco, what's cooking?
So, Sal, I have a problem with you too, right? Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, you're the best at what you do. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you saw Mike McCarthy yell at Aaron Rodgers? When was the last time you saw Matt LaFleur?
No, Mike McCarthy used to get on Rodgers.
He did. He chirped at him a little bit.
No, Sal, you're saying that, he's not in command. How do you want him to be in command? You want him to go and say, oh Aaron, don't throw that ball. Come on. Those things don't happen in NFL.
No, I want it to be in command of the team. And I just don't feel that. I feel like Aaron Rodgers is running things.
Okay, you tell me. How is he not in command of the team? You tell me that. By watching the game, how is he not?
Well, I mean,
penalties.
We watch the same game.
Penalties.
Yeah. Do you think he knows anything about the offense?
Of course he does some. I mean.
Oh, he does?
I mean, he said this morning. No, when I said he does, he's a defensive coach. Of course, I'm not a moron.
Right. Okay, so, but you asked me to give you. Coco, you asked me to give you an example. Yeah. He said this year, this is year four, and he said he's going to be a little more hands-on and aware of what's going on with the offense. Do you need more of an example than that?
All right. So that was a big part of the show today. Obviously, it was a good spot with Sala on Boomer and Gio. We reacted to it. You guys obviously had a chance to kick it around there. Sounds like he's learned a few things, and we shall see if he did. If he's able to implement getting ready for season number four as head coach of the Jets.
And as he said, ultimately, it's going to be about wins and losses. I mean, that's what Sal is going to be judged on. As he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but basically, if we lose, I'm an idiot, and if we win, I'm a genius. So, yeah, and you haven't done enough winning. Bottom line, you got to win to be taken seriously as a head coach, especially after what happened the first 3 years and the way that things have gone down, whether it be week to week, in game, off the field nonsense, texting with Benning, all the stuff.
I still can't believe that actually happened.
Right, but he at least admitted, not that he made a mistake, but he's
he owned it.
He said it was too transparent. Yes, too transparent, too nice. Show a little nastiness. Don't return a text or a call. Mm-hmm. Don't try to placate everybody. Just be yourself. Go out there and lead a winning football team.
All right, coming up, obviously a little late here with the interview with Ruben. So we get a quick break. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that too. We did. Get a quick break here. That was fun. Hey, good dude. Evan and Tiki coming up. We still have a few minutes of our show. But I saw something before. It pertains to the Mets. I have to read a tweet, and then I need your reaction to it.
Okay.
I'm very curious how you will respond to this. We'll get that coming up next. All right, starting to wrap it up here, BT and Sal. So, Steve Cohen tweeted before for the first time in 5 days.
Oh, what'd Cohen say?
Yeah, basically translate, nice to be back home, grueling road trip, here we go, represent, support us, over, under. Mets, by the way, are 17th in attendance so far in Major League Baseball. Do they have at least 23,000 people there tonight?
Over.
I'm going to say under. Only because of who they're playing.
I don't care. Is there some giveaway or something? Get people out there. There's a big game.
Let's go.
Big homestand.
Mets got to get this thing going. Hopefully they get some wins against these bad teams. Yankees should bounce back tonight. Everybody have a great rest of your Tuesday. Good job today, Sal. Enjoyed it, brother.
All right, BT. See you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Evan and Tiki and your crew coming up next. Enjoy what remains of your Tuesday, and we will see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. on The Fan. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the fan.
All right, today's call of the day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely, choose Ramsey Mazda. Coco is in Manhattan. BT and Sal on the fan. Coco, what's cooking?
So, Sal, I have a problem with you too, right? Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, you're the best at what you do. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time you saw Mike McCarthy yell at Aaron Rodgers? When was the last time you saw Matt LaFleur?
No, Mike McCarthy used to get on Rodgers.
He did. He chirped at him a little bit.
No, Sal, you saying that, oh, he's not in command. How do you want him to be in command? You want him to go and say, oh, Aaron, don't throw that ball. Come on. Those things don't happen in NFL.
No, I want him to be in command of the team. And I just don't feel that. I feel like Aaron Rodgers is running things.
Okay, you tell me. How is he not in command of the team? You tell me that. By watching the game, how is he not?
Well, I mean,
penalties.
We watch the same game.
Penalties.
Yeah. Do you think he knows anything about the offense?
Of course he does some. I mean,
oh, he does.
I mean, he just said this morning. No, when I said he does, he's a defensive coach. Of course, I'm not a moron.
Right. Okay. So, but you asked me to give you Coco. You asked me to give you an example. Yeah. He said this year, this is year four, and he said he's going to be a little more hands on and aware of what's going on with the offense. Do you need more of an example than that?
All right. So that was a big part of the show today. Obviously, it was a good spot with Sala on Boomer and Gio. We reacted to it. You guys obviously had a chance to kick it around. There sounds like he's learned a few things, and we shall see if he did. If he's able to implement getting ready for season number four as head coach of the Jets.
And as he said, ultimately it's going to be about wins and losses. I mean, that's what Sala is going to be judged on. As he said, I'm paraphrasing here, but basically, if you know we lose, I'm an idiot, and if we win, I'm a genius. So yeah, and you haven't done enough winning. Bottom line, you got to win to be taken seriously as a head coach, especially after what happened the first 3 years and the way that things have gone down, whether it be week to week, in game, off the field nonsense, texting with Benning, all the stuff.
I still can't believe that actually happened.
Right, but he at least admitted, not that he made a mistake, but like he
owned it.
He said it was too transparent. Yes, too transparent, too nice. Show a little nastiness. Don't return a text or a call. Mm-hmm. Don't try to placate everybody. Just be yourself. Go out there and lead a winning football team.
All right, coming up, obviously a little late here with the interview with Ruben. So we get a quick, hopefully you guys enjoyed that too. We did. Get a quick break here. That was fun. Hey, good dude. Evan and Tiki coming up. We still have a few minutes of our show. But I saw something before. It pertains to the Mets. I have to read a tweet, and then I need your reaction to it.
Okay.
I'm very curious how you will respond to this. We'll get that coming up next. All right, starting to wrap it up here, BT and Sal. So, Steve Cohen tweeted before for the first time in 5 days.
Oh, what'd Cohen say?
Yeah, basically translate, nice to be back home, grueling road trip, here we go, represent, support us, over, under. Mets, by the way, are 17th in attendance so far in Major League Baseball. Do they have at least 23,000 people there tonight?
Yes, over.
I'm going to say under. Only because of who they're playing.
I don't care. Is there some giveaway or something?
I don't know.
Out there. There's a big game.
Let's go.
Big homestand.
Mets got to get this thing going. Hopefully they get some wins against these bad teams. Yankees should bounce back tonight. Everybody have a great rest of your Tuesday. Good job today, Sal. Enjoy it, brother.
All right, BT. See you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Evan and Tiki and your crew coming up next. Enjoy what remains of your Tuesday, and we will see you tomorrow, 10 a.m. on The Fan. We'll see you. Bye-bye.